Hildegard of Bingen, a Christian mystic, visionary, composer, philosopher, medical writer, and practitioner. Hildegard of Bingen was a German Benedictine abbess, which is the female equivalent to a male abbot. She was also a medical writer and practitioner, a mystic, a philosopher, a visionary, a composer, and a spiritual author. She was born in the year 1098 and is known as one of the best composers in the High Middle Ages, and is still recognized, and her compositions are played and recorded in modern history. She is known by scholars as the founder of scientific natural history in Germany. Hildegard was elected as the Mother Superior in her convent in 1136. She wrote theological, botanical, and medical works, hymns, and poems. She wrote the music and the words to compositions, which is rare during the Middle Ages. The Catholic Church declared her a saint centuries ago, yet on October 7th in the year 2012, she was named a Doctor of the Church, which is the highest designation due to the originality of her teachings and holy life. Hildegard is recorded as stating that she had visions and mystical inner experiences from a young age. She also shared that before she even took her monastic vows, she saw the reflection of the living light. In a letter she wrote at age 77 to Gilbert of Gembloux, she shared her experience of this light. She later spoke of how she saw the shade of the living light at age 3, and by age 5 realized she was having visions. Throughout her life, she continued to have visions and inner mystical experiences. On September 17th of the year 1179, when Hildegard died, the sisters of the Benedictine order claimed they saw two streams of light appear in the skies where she was dying. Hildegard is the author of 3 volumes of visionary theology. First book is titled Know the Ways. The second book is titled Book of Life's Merits. The third book is titled Book of Divine Works. In these 3 books, she describes each vision and then interprets their theological contents by what she called came from the voice of the living light. She documented in her writings that several times she experienced a loss of consciousness where the visions were mystical inner experiences. She also wrote several books on medical with herbal treatment, botanical scientific writings, and she wrote about the practical skills in diagnosis and treatment with holistic methods using herbs, tinctures, and precious stones that included spiritual healing. In her mystical writings, she would state that the creation of the cosmos and then humanity as its summit, and the constant interplay of the human person as a microcosm, both physically and spiritually, with the macrocosm of the universe. Hildegard was preaching publicly in the year 1160 in Germany. This was unusual for a woman to preach, even though she was an abbess and an acknowledged mystic prophet. It was not only rare, but unheard of, yet she did preach publicly. She conducted 4 preaching tours throughout Germany and spoke to both clergy and the public, mainly denouncing clergy corruption and calling for reform. Hildegard has now become a figure of reverence with the increasing interest in her status as a mystic. Rudolf Steiner even mentioned Hildegard as a mystic philosopher. I hope you have enjoyed learning about Hildegard of Bingen, the Christian mystic philosopher, author, visionary, and composer.